time now for your letters. Last week on the program, Joan Baez explained that she doesn't always understand the meaning of some of the lyrics on her new CD, Dark Chords and a Big Guitar, and that inspired many of you to send in your own interpretations. Writing of the song Wings by Josh Ritter, Deborah Beaumont of Tucson, Arizona, suggested that the black robes mentioned in the song refer to the Jesuit missionaries who came to Mexico and the Southwest in the 16th century. In talking about the song Rex Roth's Daughter by Greg Brown, Joan Baez says she thought the song was about a real person. Tom Williams, who reaches over the internet, agrees. He writes, "I remembered that the daughter of a famous poet was a performer in pornographic films. I am confident that this is the poet's daughter in the song that was discussed." But Vera Lee of San Francisco applauded Miss Baez for not seeking meaning in the words she sings. Miss Lee writes, "Music is another language for expressing human ideas, as is poetry. If we could say the same thing in prose, then music wouldn't need writing, nor would the poetry." Last week, in a conversation about Rocky and Bullwinkle, I suggested that Bugs Bunny spoke with a Brooklyn accent. John Carabaic of Cincinnati writes, "Even though a tree may grow in Brooklyn, this rabbit most likely grew north of Bruckner Boulevard in the Bronx." What do they know about Brooklyn accents in Cincinnati anyway? We read all of your letters, Doc. Our email address is wesat@npr.org. Yes, I know it's a bad Brooklyn accent. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.